You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast Conversations with Unc on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcast.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, deputy opinion editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
For the 15-minute morning show podcast, there's Froggy and there's Danielle and Scary and Gandhi and Straight Nate and producer Sam and Scotty B and Garrett and Brody. How come I don't see Brody today?
You don't see him?
Oh, I see him. Brody.
We see him.
Well, there he is. I just switched screens. It doesn't matter. Hi. So where are we going today? I hope it's more fun than yesterday's, because yesterday's was boring.
I don't even remember what we talked about yesterday.
Exactly.
We talked about showering and Scary's shower.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about Scary's COVID. You missed that.
I got a bunch of would you rather.
Of all people to remember that, it was Froggy. Right.
What are you trying to say?
Why? Because he had brain surgeries.
Oh, right. That's what you're trying to say?
Garrett has a would you rather. Just give us one good one.
Okay.
I like
spend
that.
Spend the night in a dumpster or a porta potty.
Oh, dumpster. God.
Or a what?
Dumpster.
Porta potty.
Dumpster.
Yep. Porta potty. As long as dumpster. I'm not under the porta potty.
What?
No, you're in it. Yeah.
Oh. I mean, do you remember those stories we used to hear of guys that would put on scuba diving outfits and they would go down into the muck of the porta potty and wait for people to use the bathroom on them?
Yeah.
They're like into that. They like had a fetish for that.
Ugh. You know.
All those people have COVID now. All of them.
Certain things in life, you're unlucky. Like, I'm glad, you know, either get a, let's say there was a crossroads in life and I could get either a brain aneurysm or you get that gene where you need to be in the porta potty where somebody goes poo, I'll gladly take the brain aneurysm. I don't need the gene where I'm in the porta potty when the when the person goes poo.
You got to think though, if you stay in a dumpster though, you end up using the bathroom in the dumpster. At least the porta potty, you have some place to go.
No. In a dumpster, there's a chance of meeting raccoons, which would be phenomenal, and also finding treasure. You never know, but yeah, not in a porta potty.
What was your question? Are we stuck in the dumpster, or can we get out to pee and then get back in?
No, you're spending the night. You're spending the night. You can't get out. You're in the in there for the entire night.
Well, when I spent the night in the dumpster, I just whipped it out over the edge and peed.
I have a porta potty, question for the people with penises in here. Do you,
Gandhi, listen up?
Yeah. Do, yes. Do you only use the toilet hole, or do you use the urinal that's on the wall?
Like, cause the urinal splashes.
I like the urinal because I like to pretend it's a sink, and I like peeing in sinks.
What?
Where did this come from?
That's funny. What is wrong with you?
Who did something to you as a child?
Seriously.
Who gave him a microphone?
Oh, sorry.
No, really. Why are you thinking, about this?
You were talking about porta potty, so I would just go into porta potties, I guess. Some of them have that little urinal compartment on the side there. And I just think it reminds me of a sink, and I just pee in it because I like peeing in sinks.
Oh my, Scotty!
Do you wash your hands in
Why
it, Scotty?
Why do you like that?
No. You can't wash your hands in a porta potty.
You'd find a way.
Yeah, you can. Really? Oh, outside, I guess, in those little things.
I may have been in one porta potty in my entire life. I hate them. I skeeve them. I hold it in.
I hate them too.
There was a velvet rope in front of it.
Is producer Sam's microphone on?
Yeah, I'm on. Hi.
Okay. Yes, Gandhi was asking. I like how you're looking out for your sister.
Well, it looked like she tried to react to something a second ago, and there was nothing. It was silence, so I wasn't sure if she was in there or not.
Oh, I'm a very reactive person, so when there's a flow, I just try and keep it inside.
What kind of flow?
Oh, my gosh. No.
The urine of the porta-potty urine? I'm just thinking.
I have to say, I've never dumped in a porta-potty. I don't think I would do that.
What if you have to, though? If you have to, you have to. I mean, if it's an emergency, what are you going to do?
There's splashback with that blue stuff. There's no way I could not do that.
Look how upset Elvis is because we're talking about poop again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Clearly,
this is his trigger. I'm not a part of it. I'm sorry.
We need to stop talking about poops. I'll be here
if you need me.
How do we always get here, though? Like,
because,
separate question.
Because you're not creative enough to go somewhere else. It always goes back to poop.
Always Wait, poop. Who started this? Scotty started this.
I have a question.
Oh, Garrett?
Question.
Garrett.
Yes, Garrett. Thank you.
All right. Your fingers always feel sticky or your throat always feels itchy for the rest of your life?
Sticky fingers.
Absolutely. That's a no-brainer.
I'm living with that anyway, so.
I would go with the itchy throat because if I eat hot wings, I always wear those gloves, the rubber gloves. I hate having sticky fingers.
Do you really wear gloves?
Yes, for hot wings.
Hold on. If you go to like a Hooters, you'll ask for rubber gloves?
I have asked for latex gloves and Hooters, and they give them to you.
Wait a minute. Even if you're having like ribs, say you're having ribs.
Yes, ribs. Anything where there's a sauce that gets on your fingers.
Pizza?
Even when I'm eating a messy burger, I have to hold my hands like I'm about to do an operation until I can wash them. I hate sticky fingers.
Wow.
I'm sure you're not alone with that.
What's that, Elvis?
I'm sure you're not alone with that.
Yeah, see? Thank you.
I mean, you are in this room, but I mean, out there in the world.
Nate, have you ever gone to a restaurant and brought your own gloves?
Yes, I have. When I've known I was planning on eating wings, I brought them in case they didn't supply me with some.
Okay.
Now, what about when you went to upstate New York and you had the ice cream at Martha's that drips down over your fingers while you're eating?
I am the fastest licker you'll ever see. I'm doing this.
Oh!
Hey-o.
Really?
That explains the itchy throat.
You gotta lick fast.
That explains the hot fiance.
Yeah, you gotta lick fast, Elvis. And you know, a medium is like this. I mean, a medium cone is like that.
At Martha's?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's one of those cones you have to swallow ice cream. You have to deep throat it.
Deep throat that thing. Because it is melting so fast because you're eating ice cream in a 90-degree day and it's just dripping. So you just got like that.
Gandhi, what were you about to say?
No, I think this is quite a nice excuse for Nate. So when the cops pull him over and he has the rubber gloves in the trunk, he can be like, "Oh, go look at the podcast. I eat chicken wings with my gloves on."
That's how you would sound. Say.
Jokes
that's
on exactly you with this pandemic. Sound. Everybody's got rubber gloves, Gandhi. Anybody could be a murderer now.
Then explain this at times.
Froggy and Scary, this is what happens when God makes you good looking. You put gloves on, eat wings. Hey. It all balances out.
Brody, if you use gloves,
I've never been happier to be ugly.
Fingers.
Wait, why did you point out Froggy and Scary?
Yeah, that's not cool.
Point out Froggy and Scary.
That's so not cool.
You know, I'll tell you why. The two of you and me, we're like the three stooges over here.
I'll answer that because Elvis would get mad if I put him in the group. Scary and Froggy are very self-deprecating and can take a joke. And, you know, Garrett's not bad looking. So yeah, I left him out. And
what about Scotty?
What about Scotty?
No, right, Scotty's handsome. Scotty's talking about poop. All I see on my screen right now is Danielle, Froggy, and Scary. I have a four spot. So that's why I picked out Scary and Froggy.
You're not picking on me. I know I'm not attractive, number one. Number two, I got an 18-inch hole going across the top of my head, okay? I know it's not attractive, all right?
Hey, I don't mind.
Yeah, that's got these
that
things.
Scar's awesome.
You got hotter to her the other week.
Yeah.
I will tell you something about that, the length of his scar. Originally, Froggy was telling everyone, I have a 15-inch scar on my head. And then he came back and said it was 18. Yeah. And I saw Gandhi kind of change her attitude toward Froggy. You liked him a little more. The long 3 more inches made a big difference for you.
Telling you what, I have asked him to send me pictures of the scar, and I was like, that thing is awesome. You know how I feel about that.
I've added 3 inches. But yes, it is in fact 18. And I confirmed it when they took all the staples out. They usually use 2 medical staples per inch, and I had 36 staples across the top of my head, so it is 18 inches.
Damn.
Quit bragging.
Yeah, it goes, you know, it's weird. It starts here, and it goes all the way back. It goes down, and it goes down past my ear. It ends here now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it ends all the way down because the hole is right here. The hole where they drilled is right here, so they had to take this part out. So they had to take this all out and peel it all down.
Isn't it insane that, like, you were on the table and they, like, basically poked your skull in half?
I agree.
That's insane.
So I want to see pictures of it. And I'm going to, when I go back to see him for my follow-up, I'm going to ask to see pictures.
I was going to ask if there are pictures. I don't want to see them, but I'm just asking
you. Will they show you?
I'm going to find out. It's me. I'm guessing. I should be able to see me.
Well, when I had my nose done, like, years ago, when I had a nose job years ago, they would cut it and then flip your nose up and then work on it. So I actually snuck into the file to read all about it. I didn't get to see the pictures, but I had no idea. And I read all about it. I'm like, holy shit, if I knew this, I would never have done this.
Right. Like, wait, they don't bang your nose with a hammer and break the bones?
They do, but they had to lift the skin at the time.
Ah!
So I was like,
can you imagine? Mine looks like this giant C. And they take this and they killed it all down. So they took this whole fucking thing down.
Oh, God. Oh, party's over.
Elvis, how did they do your lap band surgery?
How boring.
When they had the sleeves.
Well, they cut out 3/4 of your stomach, basically.
Yeah. Elvis, are you sure you don't want to go back to talking about poop?
Danielle.
Yeah,
we found a way to get Scotty and Scary upset. You just have to talk about this stuff. So this is all the payback for the mayo stuff. Yeah. You can get back at them right now.
Yes, Scotty can't handle it. I sent Scotty a picture early on. Like, I have a picture that looks pretty disgusting that what I will one day post once I'm healed. And it's day two when everything was still really ripe and the staples were still just, early put in. Oh, it was so disgusting. Right. Scotty got ill looking at it.
I was driving my car and it popped up and I almost crashed into the median. I have a specific aversion to blood. If I see blood, I get queasy.
Oh, here, I'll
have
to
sit
down.
No blood. No, stop.
Scary's making the face like when you talk about him getting married.
Stank that queasy face.
By the way, if he's sending you the picture, do not put it up on the screen.
No.
Okay,
no,
Scary?
No, do not. But I'm going to send it to Scary right now.
My pits are dripping. I'm not even kidding. I'm sweating
right
now.
He's not sending it to you.
No, but I'm thinking of it.
You will faint just at the thought of someone sending something gross.
What am I going to be looking at? What is this?
This is the day they took all the stuff off.
Really make everyone sick.
All right, here you go. And there's like ports hanging out of my head and stuff. So here.
No, don't say port.
Don't say port. Why?
What's wrong with Scary?
Scary's gonna lose it when it shows up on his screen. I'm telling you, it is
Anyone
pretty disgusting.
Anyone got childbirth pictures to send Scary?
Oh no!
Actually, I don't think I want to look at it, Frog. I don't know. Don't.
Frog, this is the same one you sent me, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
It's not that bad.
Hold on, Scary. Copy.
Keep in mind, he was sending pictures out to people, and he was all high and jacked up on pills.
I was, because people were like, "Hey, I saw pictures of you." I'm like, "Where did you see pictures of me?" And they're like, "You sent it." I'm like, "Oh, I did. I didn't even remember."
Yeah.
Elvis, I just sent it to you as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, how come Scary's not looking in his phone?
I didn't get it yet.
I feel like Scary's going to pass out, and then Scotty B is going to pass out, and me and Nate are going to be stuck with 2 grown men passed out in the studio.
I'm just going to leave.
You sent this picture to me, and I do not find it all that grotesque at all.
This is a blessing that I haven't received this picture.
The two giant
let me tell you. Let me just
Froggy, now you send it to me.
Because
what
of what they did to your head, and they crammed these ports in the back of your head, you're alive. So I look at it from a different perspective. I don't look at it as like a costume for Halloween.
No.
Which is what it looks like.
This is the stuff that saved your life.
You've said that to me before, too, so you don't remember.
I don't remember that.
Same one. No.
Wow. It hasn't arrived.
All right, I took it away.
Stop.
Wow.
Nate,
oh, he's trying to show Scotty? Is that what's happening in that
Scotty.
Little
room? Look at Scotty. Poor Scotty.
No, poor anyone around Scotty. Like, he has kids. What if they get hurt? Is this how it happens?
Yeah. His wife's got to do it all. He can't be around that stuff.
But no, here's the thing. And it's weird because, you know, if my daughter gets a cut or something like that, I can bandage it and be okay with it because I don't know why. It's a mental thing. Because
it's your kid. It's like throw up. If my kids throw up, I can handle it. Throw up, I can't handle it.
Scotty, I need you to record something. Can you check your phone real quick? I just sent you something. I need you to record.
No. Wow. It's amazing. It hasn't arrived here. I swear to God.
Something wrong with you.
Maybe it was so gross it couldn't find its way.
Yeah. Tell you what, they've been having outages with the 5G service on Verizon.
Oh, no, really? It's back. He keeps deleting it.
Froggy. I tell you,
Elvis's crappy 4G worked.
I know. Yeah. I'm just missing a G, and I feel pretty good about it.
Did Scotty get it and look at it?
I saw the little tiny little thumbnail, and I just can't.
Oh my. Hey, my iPhone 8, it came real fast.
Oh my gosh.
Just saying.
I'm actually getting concerned. I may be missing text messages.
Oh my God. No. Fear of missing out.
Froggy, maybe you sent it to someone else.
Double check that there, Froggy.
Oops. Froggy, send it to me. Let's see if we get it.
Okay, Gandhi.
I'll send it to you, Scary.
Send it to Sam.
But Scary,
no.
That's okay. I'm just making fun of them. I don't want to thank you. Sam.
And Scary, you said you've been missing text messages.
I did.
Of
I had
new
a
phone.
Huge. I had a huge problem. I finally got this issue resolved 24 hours later, where I couldn't get my text messages or any kind of a phone service. Oh no! Oh, okay.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Froggy,
okay.
I can't open that. I can't.
Now, and now everyone's getting it.
No.
Now I just got a hey from Froggy.
Okay.
That's
good.
It. Oh, God.
It looks like the Matrix. Like you're plugged into the Matrix. It's kind of cool. Right?
It looks like Scary just got his COVID test results.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
Exactly like that.
Oh, boy. He's punching the air. Okay.
What have we accomplished here? Anything?
Nothing.
Well, we found out who doesn't like the sight of, somebody getting...
I don't like the fact that I'm seeing blood coming out of tubes.
Stop. Please stop.
Oh, my gosh. What a wuss,
don't
boy.
Don't say tubes in front of Scott.
I could draw blood right now. I prick my finger every morning to test my blood sugar, so I could get blood going right now to really freak everybody out.
The doctor told me I have that. What is it called? Vasovagal or something like that?
Vasovagal.
Yeah, I have that. I have that.
Have a
eat a bagel. I think Scary has that disease. Eat a bagel. He's got that.
It's true. What's that? Oh, blood. Man. Look at Garrett's blood.
And we lost
Stop
him.
Stop it.
And we lost
Stop.
Him.
Oh, he fainted. He's on the floor.
Oh, man.
All right.
I can't handle it.
We're
Why
done.
Are you stabbing your finger for the podcast?
Well, I do it every morning, so it's like natural to me. I've
oh,
done it
right.
since I was
right.
age
right.
11. So.
My eye is twitching now.
There you go.
Are we done?
Yes, we're done.
Oh, thank God.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.